This is DOE SBIR Talk.
In this tutorial, we're going to discuss how to protect proprietary information that you may have in your DOE Phase 1 SBIR or STTR application. Now, in this podcast, there will be some statements that I quote that you must use to protect your proprietary information, but that is just for your info. You will always find these quotes in the Funding Opportunity Announcement or FOA, so don't try to write down any quotes that I'm stating in this particular podcast. Before submitting your application to the Department of Energy through grants.gov, take the time to assure that you have properly marked all proprietary information in your proposal. The type of information that is considered proprietary usually includes technical information that the company considers to be a trade secret, as well as commercial and financial information that one would not typically share with others. As there are numerous documents in your Phase 1 application package, be sure to make note of which documents contain proprietary information. Typically, these will include the project narrative, the commercialization plan, and the financials. However, it is possible that you may have other information that you consider proprietary, such as your letters of support. Once you have identified the items that contain proprietary information, then add the appropriate markings using the protocols provided by DOE in the Funding Opportunity Announcement. As the project narrative and the commercialization plan will go through many iterations, we recommend that you make these additions to those documents once you have a near final version. So, what constitutes appropriate marking? According to the Department of Energy's Funding Opportunity Announcement, on the cover page of the project narrative, you must place the following notice, and it is recommended that you cut and paste this from the FOA exactly as it is stated. Here's the exact quote, just for your information. Pages, and then you insert the number, of this document may contain trade secrets or commercial or financial information that is privileged or confidential and is exempt from public disclosure. Such information shall be used or disclosed only for evaluation purposes or in accordance with a financial assistance or loan agreement between the submitter and the government. The government may use or disclose any information that is not appropriately marked or otherwise restricted, regardless of source. That's the end of the quote. Now, please note that this last sentence clearly indicates that anything that is not marked as proprietary could be disclosed. So be sure to think carefully about what is proprietary. Now, on subsequent pages that contain proprietary information, you need to add the following statement, again, cutting and pasting precisely from the FOA. Here's the quote, and you can see these readily again in the FOA. May contain trade secrets or commercial or financial information that is privileged or confidential and exempt from public disclosure. Be sure to also refer to the DOE SBIR STTR website. Under the section called Applicant Resources, click Protecting Your Trade Secrets, Commercial and Financial Information. That link will bring up four examples of how to properly denote and mark proprietary information in your application. The guidance in the FOA clarifies that applicants must not include this statement on pages that do not contain proprietary information. On those pages that do contain proprietary information, each line or paragraph containing trade secrets or commercial or financial information that is privileged must be marked with one of the following, and you get to choose which one you want to use: brackets, highlighted text, underline text, or vertical line. Again, please refer to the DOE website for examples of how to properly identify proprietary information. Now, once you have chosen how to mark your proprietary information, you must also include on the cover page a proprietary data legend, which clarifies your chosen method for identifying proprietary information, whether it's brackets, highlights, or underlined text. It is recommended that you cut and paste this statement exactly, which again you will find in the FOA. Here's the quote. Proprietary data legend. Lines, paragraphs, tables, charts, and other graphics containing trade secrets, commercial and/or financial information are marked with, and then you insert your method of delineating what is proprietary. Failure to follow these guidelines may result in DOE's inability to treat such information as proprietary and may delay the grant process. Now, an obvious question to ask is, beyond DOE's SBIR and STTR program managers and staff, who will see the proprietary information during the evaluation process? For the vast majority of applications, DOE uses qualified non-federal personnel as reviewers when conducting the merit review evaluation. However, these individuals must sign conflict of interest agreements prior to reviewing an application. By submitting an application, the applicant is providing consent for the use of non-federal reviewers and administrators. Another question that may cross your mind is, what happens to information in an applicant's proposal if they are unsuccessful in winning an award? The application that you submit remains the property of the applicant. However, the DOE must retain one electronic copy for 3 years for each unsuccessful application. Now, another reason to ensure your proprietary data is properly marked is that any application submitted to a federal agency is subject to existing statutory and regulatory requirements, such as the Freedom of Information Act or FOIA. All information clearly marked by the applicant in accordance with the guidance provided in the DOE funding opportunity announcement will be treated in confidence to the extent permitted by law. It's important to remember that the Department of Energy wants to protect your proprietary information. However, in order to do that, you must first consider and clearly indicate which information is proprietary using the procedures identified in the funding opportunity announcement and discussed here.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.